This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Modern times have, of course, brought us modern communications tools. Maybe you spent your holiday break on a social media detox or cleaning out your email for the new year. But for all the conveniences, there is peril as well. The unintended inference, the indiscreet post, say no more. And thus, there is a need for modern rules of online communications etiquette. Victoria Turk supplies it. She's a writer for Wired UK and an Emily Post of sorts for the digital age in her new book called Kill Reply All, A Modern Guide to Online Etiquette. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me on.
Was there an incident or something that made you write this book? How did you come to want to do this?
There wasn't any specific incident, really, I suppose, but more just a kind of general observation of people's behavior online, including my own, because I feel like digital etiquette, and indeed maybe etiquette as a whole, is something that people think that everyone else just happens to know and that they don't. And I think that's what causes a lot of the anxiety around these things. If you think about email, email's been around for decades. Mm-hmm. And yet, even though everyone kind of knows how to use email in a technical sense, there are so many questions around, you know, what's the correct way to do it? How fast do I have to respond? How should I sign off? And I think, you know, just everyone thinks that everyone else got the memo and they were missed out.
So let's talk about how to sign off an email, because you have very firm views on this.
And
So elaborate, would you? Because I was horrified to discover that thanks is not really acceptable.
Thanks is, in my opinion, one of the worst.
Wow.
Yeah, no, I mean, basically, my kind of rule of thumb is to just go with best wishes. I know some people think that's boring. They think it doesn't really convey their personality. I mean, I think if you're relying on your email sign off to convey your personality, maybe you need to get a hobby. And I think that the problem with thanks in particular, or even worse, thanks in advance, it's just so presumptuous. You know, you get that sort of passive aggressive tone that often creeps into email where, you know, if you're thanking someone for something they haven't actually done yet, that can seem almost a bit like a threat. You know, like, thanks
right.
in advance.
Well, okay, point taken. Can we go to phone calls, please? And I know we're talking social media and digital media, but still a lot of people use the phone. You basically say never call, ever.
Now, that's not strictly true.
Well, I'm reading your flowchart. Should you make a phone? Speaking of which, these flowcharts are great in this thing. Should you make a phone call? Step one, are you dying? Yes. Okay, you may call. No, is someone else dying? And then it goes from there. I mean, don't make phone calls.
Okay, but that's an unscheduled phone call, okay? So there's that's a crucial distinction. I actually quite like phone calls. I know, you know, a lot of people in my generation do not. They find the phone scary. I think there's a lot of advantages to speaking to someone on the phone. But the problem is when you just call out of the blue and the other person isn't expecting it. I think that is quite rude because, you know, you're never going to get them at a good time. So I have nothing against phone calls as long as you schedule in advance or even just texting before, you know, 5 minutes before and say, hey, can I grab you on the phone? Is it a good time?
All right. Point taken. Fine. Let me ask another thing, though. And you have a section on emailing like a CEO, basically emailing like a boss, in which you say just bang it out, get it done and short and quick and call it a day. What's the merit of, and I apologize in advance for saying this to the woman who wrote the book on etiquette online, but disregarding all these rules in the name of just getting something done.
So, yeah, I think especially when it comes to email, I would say, you know, the best etiquette is respecting other people's time. So whereas in the past you might have thought of etiquette as, you know, writing kind of quite florid sentences and, oh, how are you? And thanks for your last letter and all that kind of extra stuff. I don't think you actually need fancy flourishes to exhibit good etiquette. In fact, often I think, you know, that's actually not showing the most regard for your reader. So I am very pro a sort of pragmatic style of etiquette, which recognizes the modern condition. Now, there is a limit. You know, you still have to say please and thank you. You still have to be kind. But you can do that whilst also getting to the point.
Technology writer and author of a book called Kill Reply All, Victoria Turk. Victoria, thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
Thanks very much.